Have you been on superhumanradio.com lately? Lots of free supplements, great information, and older episodes of Superhuman Radio are all available. Go to superhumanradio.com today.
The following paid program does not necessarily reflect the views or opinions of the staff and management of Tricepter Productions or the Superhuman Channel. Tricepter Productions and the Superhuman Channel are not responsible for any claims, warranties, or guarantees made during this program.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled.
From the studio gym where excuses never apply.
It's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, welcome back to another great episode of Superhuman Radio. This is the ninth installment on the single best show on building strength and muscle, the roundtable discussion on strength and hypertrophy acquisition with two perfect guests for the show. I was talking to some guys in the sauna this morning and realized I couldn't have found two better panelists for this show than my two guests on this show, which is Rob Regish, author of The Blueprint. How are you doing, Rob?
Doing great. How about you, Carl?
Great. And, of course, Coach Wade Johnson. Wade, I was talking about you this morning to some people, older guys like me, and when I told them the weight that you move and the fact that you're drug-free and you don't even know what your testosterone levels are, it was like everybody's head just wanted to explode. So, I mean, it's really – and that's when it dawned on me. This is really a great show because – we have Rob Regish, who understands the inner workings, every supplement and every movement, and is so cerebral about everything. And then we have Wade, who just looks at things like, I got to move that. And when the two of these guys get together and start sharing ideas, we have a hybrid of the ideal approach to building strength and hypertrophy. And I got to commend it to you guys. Really fantastic synergy here. Okay. Enough of that ass kissing. Anyway. So we've got a good show planned today. We're going to cover two very important subjects. These subjects come right from the listeners, to both Wade and Rob. First, we're going to talk about the difference between drug using and drug free, athletes. And when I say athletes, I talk about all of us out there. We are all athletes if we get into the gym and we train hard and we're acquiring greater strength and hypertrophy. You don't have to be a competitive athlete. And then we're going to talk about, is strength training the same for men as it is for women? And what the ramifications are about that. Later in the show, we're going to have Adelphe Sarame on the show with Dr. Andro. Adelphe will be competing in the wheelchair bodybuilding competition very shortly, and we're going to check on his progress on how he's doing. In fact, he's using the blueprint. So we'll also be kissing the blueprint's ass later in the show. There you go.
Keep it going, brother.
And any of you who have bought the Blueprint recently, I've said this on numerous shows, please take before pictures because in February we're going to announce the Blueprint Challenge. We've got about $5,000 worth of prizes to give away. This is ridiculous. And if you've bought the Blueprint, take before pictures. If you haven't bought the Blueprint, buy it and take before pictures. This is going to be an exciting promotion on Superhuman Radio. Okay, so where do we start? Let's start out with Rob first for this first discussion. Which is the difference between non-using and using athletes, those who use drugs and those who don't. And let's also quantify the types of drugs we're talking about. So, Rob, what do you think? Do you think there's a difference or they all should just train the same?
No, there's clearly a difference. And it's really it's part of the journey that everybody goes through when they step into physical culture because typically – you know, your neophyte will come across a magazine and see XYZ's pros routine in there. And de facto, you know, in the back of their minds, the kids aren't dumb today. They know these guys are using androgens, steroids. However, they will try to duplicate the routine. And the fact of the matter is this. The guys that are gassed up on the juice can do a far greater volume of work more frequently than those that are not using. And I use those two terms for a reason. You know, if you recall in past shows, the three fundamentals of this game are intensity, volume, and frequency. And steroids dramatically enhance all three, but in particular, the amount of work that those guys can do and how frequently they can do it. So they need to realize that out of the gate.
Okay, now, Wade, I would stake everything I own and everything I will own in the future on this next statement. Wade is completely drug-free, unless pizza is considered a drug.
Right.
Wade is completely drug-free and has been drug-free his entire life. Anybody who knows Wade knows this. With that being said, do you feel when you compete that there that these other guys have an advantage over you because of that, or is it just a different way that you have to train in order to accomplish the same goals?
Well, I think for me, as a competitor, it was about my individual goals. And I tried to put myself in a position where I would be competing against other drug-free athletes that, you know, that were being tested. So that's an individual thing. As I've gotten older, it really became more about my numbers. So, you know, I knew going into whatever environment, you know, there might be guys that were using. So ultimately for me, it was about what do I have to do to obtain and achieve the goals that I've set out for myself. And, you know, knowing that, you know, that I'm not going to be using something that's going to allow me to recover, you know, like someone that does use, I had to shape my training accordingly. So I have to agree with Rob. It's just one of those things where I tell guys all the time, you got to understand, you know, this is, you know, these are routines that are set up for guys that are using. That's not a bad thing. It's just a fact. And, you know, so you're going to have to make an adjustment. I had a listener that I've helped with his training in the past ask me, you know, do you think the drug-free athlete has to work harder than perhaps an athlete that uses? And I said, no, I think ultimately what it comes down to is you have to be smarter. And that's not a dig on a guy that's using. That's not it at
no,
all.
I know what you mean. You're not saying more into that he has to be more intelligent, but you have to manipulate things a different way. You don't have as much leeway to make mistakes.
Well, you're not going to be able to hold up to the rigors of training of someone that is using, you know, that type of supplementation. And, you know, so you don't set yourself up for failure and more. Don't set yourself up for injury and burnout and all the things that go along with that, because it's just a different animal. And I knew for me in my career that my pathway would be a lot further traveled for me to achieve my goals. And that was the decision that I made. That was mine personally.
Okay.
So I'm not sure if I answered your question.
No, okay. Before I go back to Rob with a question, I want to ask you a question. You have a 1,040 pound squat, right?
Right.
That, I mean, are drug-using athletes of your age squatting more than that, do you think?
There have been some master lifters that have lifted in that range, certainly. It's now, obviously, it's few and far between. I think the last list that I saw all time as a super had me about 21 or 22. As far as, you know, on the all-time list. Now,
right.
You know, where that factors into, you know, if a guy is using or not, you know, I could only speculate.
Okay.
But I think it's safe to say that there are very, very few, along with myself, that have lifted that kind of weight at that age and be truly drug-free.
Okay. So with that being said, Rob. I am not opposed to the drugs in sports any more than I'm opposed to radio keratotomy for Tiger Woods or rotational surgery to reroute a ligament for a ball player so he can pitch faster and longer. I mean, these are taking advantage of things. I don't have the hang-ups that the mainstream has about the use of drugs. I think it's everybody should be able to use them, and then the playing field will be level. But with that being said, you look at Wade. Do you think, in your humble opinion, that Wade could have been any stronger than he is right now had he used drugs, or is it a matter of he would have just got there faster, in your opinion?
I think, to be totally honest, I think he would have got there faster. However, I would also tell you that I don't think Wade's career would have nearly have lasted as long as it has.
Right.
And I will also tell you this, for those listening that are thinking about the drug-free route and the drug route, if you think you need to compromise by not taking drugs, think again, because my fellow panelist, as you just heard, has squatted 1,040 pounds drug-free. And, you know, folks, he's not the only one. You can go back in the history, and for my money, the strongest man, Paul Anderson, you know, was considered superhuman, inhuman by the former Soviet teams when he performed over there. So it's been done. And the fact of the matter is, that, though, is that the way it's been done and the way it's been accomplished drug-free has either been forgotten or purposely covered up once the drugs came onto the scene.
Yeah. Let's take
One more thing.
Yes.
Wade made a very powerful statement about what to do once you've decided to be drug-free. And he said something to the effect of, you need to shave down your training.
Right, and that's what I was going to say. I want to come out of the break and talk about this fact. Drug-free athletes think they have to work harder. That's actually counterintuitive. They need more rest to recover. We're going to talk about how to train if you're drug-free versus using drugs. You're listening to Superhuman Radio. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. Never endorsed a training guide before The Blueprint by Rob Regish. The Blueprint combines the best techniques for building muscle and gaining strength with the best tips on supplementation and nutrition. Everyone who has used The Blueprint has surpassed their expectations in muscular gains in record time. You'll learn how to break through any plateau, how to make gains from every single workout, and all for the price of a single supplement purchase. Get your copy of The Blueprint today by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking the Blueprint banner ad. Order today and get copies of both The Blueprint 2.0 and 3.0, plus ongoing support on the Blueprint Forum to ensure your success. Sissies may want to stop listening now. Super DMZ is the most powerful legal compound available on the market today, bar none. Super DMZ will give you lean muscle and strength gains at comparable rates to the anabolic steroid Dianabol with none of the water retention or bloat. Super DMZ contains Superdrol dimethazine, not to be confused with other Superdrol knockoffs. Get Super DMZ while supplies last at ironmaglabs.com. Don't wait too long, because Super DMZ is sure to be added to the government ban list. Go to ironmaglabs.com today. 6-Oxo is back thanks to Iron Mag Lab, the gold standard for testosterone boosting and estrogen reduction that all other over-the-counter aromatase inhibitors are compared to, is 6-Oxo progesterone. 6-Oxo is the active ingredient in the new E-Control RX from Iron Mag Labs. Iron Mag Labs has resurrected the beast that has been clinically shown to raise free testosterone by as much as 226%. As men age, estrogen rises and testosterone drops. E-Control RX can help reverse this from happening. E-Control RX is suitable for post-cycle therapy to jumpstart natural testosterone production. Get E-Control RX today. Go to ironmaglabs.com today.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in Can-See eye drops. I've been using Can-See for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day and the results are visible. You can find Can-See eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. Can-See eye drops. The name says it all.
No two amino acids have been studied more than creatine and beta-alanine. And no two amino acids have been shown to independently improve athletic performance better than creatine and beta-alanine. When you join these two ergogenic powerhouses together, you get unparalleled result. And when you bypass the stomach and deliver them right to the bloodstream, you get the best single legal performance enhancing product bar none. Save 50% off your initial order by using the coupon code CB50. That's CB50. Go to ageforce.com today.
Testosterone is the king of anabolic hormones, and Test Charge is unlike any testosterone amplifier you have ever tried, because only Test Charge has taxadrol, a substance that grows in only one place in the world and is only found in Test Charge. Test Charge will jack your testosterone levels like illegal agents, but rest assured, there are no banned substances in Test Charge. Test Charge is the secret weapon used by IFBB legend Flex Wheeler. And now you can join the pro ranks. Go to AAEFX.com to learn more about where you can find Test Charge today.
Get stronger. Feel younger. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. You know, I used to be a hunter. There's guys who used to go into the field with every single device and thing that they could find, and lure and the best scopes. And, you know, I mean, and then there was guys who just went in with an old Remington pump 3006 And I think that's where, I hate to say this, but I think that's what it comes down to. I think that those of us who are in a hurry, we're really not committed to physical culture as a lifestyle. And if you think that you have to use drugs to reach your goals, that's not true. You can reach your goals without the drugs. If you want to use drugs to reach your goals, by all means, do it. But don't think that you can't achieve your goals without it. Wade is living proof of that. Okay, so, Wade, let's start with you because you are a drug-free athlete. How do you see that you train differently and then those guys out there that you know use and are in the same realm as you?
Well, I think for me, what it came down to is the volume. That was the frequency that I trained, as you well know, is during my career up to that 2,400 pound total, is I trained 6 days a week, and it was 4 days of powerlifting, and then I had 2 days of what I considered an auxiliary day that I would do all sorts of specialty stuff for prehab, rehab, and things of that nature. And so it came down to the volume. One of the guys that I worked on some training with early on, what we did an article about was about CAT, the program. It was Tom McCullough out of Texas.
Okay.
And it's a long story, but the long story short is the volume that he was using was so much, and I told him that I was having trouble with it, so we cut it in half. And that became the basic template for my squat and deadlift training. And so that's really it's oversimplifying, but I basically, for me, I had to look at the amount of volume that I did per session. And the intensity, we've done a show on that, is I just would waive my intensity because after 2 or 3 weeks of really, really heavy lifting, I would back it off a little bit. And I wouldn't say deload or anything like that, but it just back off. I kept my volume static, but I would back off on the weight and get the work in, and that is what has kept me together. Again, it's a very simple approach, but I've rarely been injured, and you know.
And you've made good. You made great progress too.
I've continued to make gains doing it.
And Rob, you can probably attest to what I'm about to say as well. But that, you know, Arthur Jones really was one of the first people to discover that a lot of times less is more when it comes to building the body. And wouldn't the drug using athlete benefit from that approach as well? Don't you think? I am under the impression, Rob, that most drug using athletes actually do train too much, and even though they're making gains, they don't realize the gains they're not making if they had more, they took more time or off, or they oscillated their routine with some low volume, low intensity stuff here and there.
It is. I do believe that's a true statement, and it really illustrates one of the other things that you lose when you go the drug route is that the knowledge that is required to train and gain drug-free either is not acquired whatsoever or it's long forgotten. And if you don't believe that, take a look at somebody that's been on for a while and then they come off. All of a sudden, they don't have all the answers anymore. And self-doubt creeps in and they actually start to go backwards. But again, Wade brought up a very interesting point and one that I would encourage listeners to give this a shot and see if it doesn't work. If you're training currently, an hour, sometimes 90 minutes or more, cut your workout in half or even go further than that. Block off a 20-minute period wherein you're working, let's say, a push and a pull movement for upper body and perform, let's say, a set of flat dumbbell bench presses and a set of chin-ups back-to-back. Then rest for a couple minutes and repeat that. Do that as many times as you can in 20 minutes. And as the weeks go by, when you repeat that workout, the objective is to use the same amount of weight but to jack up the number of repetitions.
So you're talking about density, Vince Gironda's density approach, right?
Exactly. Right. And Charles Staley will tell you the same thing.
Right, right.
It's not the amount of gym hours that you clock up. It's the quality and the density of the work that you do while you're there. And de facto, your intensity goes through the roof. What is the physiological trigger for muscle growth? Overload. It's not time, it's not the number of hours you're there, it's not the number of exercises you do, and it's not how many angles you hit it from. It's intensity of effort, overload.
Well, you know, I train legs this morning, and see, the problem is, and I can understand this, and I think a lot of people are going to attest to what I say. You get in the gym, and I've admitted this on the show before, my ego gets in the way. And this morning, I wrote my prescription for my workout. I said I was going to do moderate intensity today. I wasn't going to try to go in and give it everything I had. I didn't want to do any sets to failure, and I ended up being in and out of the gym in 32 minutes, and I had an amazing pump in my legs, and I feel like I really accomplished something, but I'm not buried into the ground. But I feel – now, that's how I feel physically, but my thoughts are, gee, I wonder if I'm really going to stimulate any growth. And we come into that second-guessing thing. We don't trust the fact that so many people before us learned that sometimes training lighter, less volume – actually will spark growth.
Yeah, I think what you'll notice something curious. When you perform, let's say, that 20-minute experiment, and you're walking off the floor at the end of those 20 minutes, you are huffing and puffing, and you are drenched in sweat, okay? The guy that is still there 60 minutes later, 90 minutes later, hasn't even broke a sweat yet.
Yeah.
To me, you know, that's proof positive that you got more done in 20 minutes to stimulate muscle growth than these other guys that are clocking up gym hours.
Well, Wade, do you believe that overall strength gains are a result of the stimulation by trauma and the recovery and the net change of those two? So in other words, if you go into the gym and trash a body part, let's say there's a scale of 0 to 100. So let's say you go in and you hit 90 with trashing, and recovery only gets you to 80. So your net growth is, let's say, 20. And so I guess what I'm trying to say, and I'm going the long way around the horn, but sometimes training less can actually give you a net result that's better because of your ability to recover, drugs or not, no drugs, either one.
I would agree with that. And let me give you, I've had some really great conversations about this.
Yeah, good.
Recently,
hopefully you're a little bit more articulate than I was just now.
Well, I don't know about that. But Louis Simmons and I see each other fairly frequently at meets. And, you know, and again, Louis and I, there's a lot of things where he and I think the same, even though our training is from different areas. But he's always said, and he said this recently, it's been in the last couple of months, it's never, for a guy like a powerlifter that is training hard and wants to compete, the competitive powerlifter, it is rare that the issue is, will they train hard enough? He goes, what is the biggest issue? Is, are they going to train smart enough? Now, this is a guy that is a proponent of drug usage and has made no bones about it. Love Louie, and I have no problem with that. He calls it down, he just calls it the way it is.
Right.
And I respect that. So, you know, this is a guy that is telling you, hey, it is not, are you going to train hard enough? Is it, are you going to train smart enough? And I had another discussion with Gary Franks, and you know, and everybody knows, you know, Gary paved the way to the crazy totals that we're seeing today. I saw Gary several years ago go 4 for 9 in a meet and be the first man to break 2,700,
wow,
and watched him peel out of his gear like it was underwear. You know, so, I mean, this guy was a monster, and still is a monster and incredibly strong. And he told me, he goes, you know, I started doing math, and basically what he was telling me is the amount of weight that I was lifting each week during a training cycle. I started doing the math and adding up all the reps versus the weight that I did. And he goes, the tonnage that I was moving each week, he goes, it was destroying me. Now, this is a man that was doing stuff. He was the first man to bench 800 pounds in a full meet back when it was unheard of. It was rare that the crazy bench-only guys were doing it.
Right, right.
So, you know, I think that goes to tell you more than just the drugs versus drug-free type training, you know, that it's, you gotta evaluate, what you're doing and make sure. I think you guys are spot on. I think what happens is when you get on, you feel bulletproof, and in some instances are, but I think that the net result of that is you see guys that get on and make these big splashes in whatever sport, and then 5 years, 10 years down the road, you never hear from them again. You know, so it sometimes it's that light that burns brightest, burns out the quickest, so to speak. And what I'm saying there is that if you don't have a strength base, if there's not some graduation, you know, in strength and foundation and all the things in between, and Rob would be able to speak about this much more articulate than me, but again, if you skip a step running up the stairway, eventually you misstep and you go all the way back down to the bottom. And that's the thing that I always caution. Even though you feel bulletproof, remember you're not, you know, and that you have to pay attention to those things. That's the long way around it.
No, that's great. And you know what? And that kind of makes me feel good, because recently I started using my training log, because we talk about it all the time. And I started doing this thing where I add up all my sets and reps and the total weight that I moved, and I come up with a coefficient that is X amount of pounds per minute. And I'm using that as my target to improve my workouts. And really, when you start looking at, if most people would take the number of sets times the number of reps times the actual amount of weight that they moved, you'll find that you're moving 37, 40, 50,000 pounds of weight in a 45-minute, hour workout. You know, think about that for a second. It's, you know, if you worked for a construction company and you move 50,000 pounds of bricks, even 6 feet, over 8 hours, you'd be thinking, wow, man, that's a lot of work. Some of us are moving that kind of weight in an hour. So
the Russians and the Bulgarians were, you know, they were onto that 30, 40 years ago. And they're absolutely right. And it gets back a little bit, I think, to what Louis might have been saying, Wade, which is, you know, there is a base, a workload volume that's necessary to support those big one rep max numbers. And if you're not keeping track of it, you're never going to know if, you know, those numbers are increasing.
Or if you're pushing yourself into a zone that is actually causing to regress. Here's what we got to do. We got to take a break. When we come back, we'll summarize this discussion, and then I want to move on to a topic for the ladies, and that is strength training the same for women as it is for men? We always hear women say, "I don't want to get bulky, I don't want to look like a man," and we're gonna talk about that in a second. I want to mention, for those of you who want to learn more about the Blueprint, go to superhumanradio.com and click the Blueprint banner ad. Wade, please give the websites where people can communicate with you and also learn about Ogrewear.
You can see Ogrewear at johnsonstrengthgroup.com. You can post your workouts and ask questions on my forum, weightliftingdiscussion.com. I have a Facebook page, and you can email me directly at supersquat800@yahoo.com.
And then I want to start a petition to get Wade to change his email address to supersquat1040. He's had 800 way too long now. All right, stay tuned. We'll be right back with more Superhuman Radio. AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn. Teach. Lead. Melatonin is the best sleep aid in the world, but it has one flaw, the delivery method. Melatonin tablets are not efficient and can wear off too soon, leaving you wide awake in the middle of the night. Time-release tablets make you feel groggy in the morning. Now there's the Age4 Sustained Delivery Melatonin Patch. This transdermal patch delivers a precise amount of melatonin from the moment you apply it and continues to do so for an entire 6 hours. This ensures a full night's sleep while waking refreshed and ready to go. Visit ageforce.com and use the coupon code SHRMEL and save 50% off your first order. Go to AGEFORCE.com and use SHRMEL today and sleep better tomorrow. Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now, Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
I have never endorsed a training guide before The Blueprint by Rob Regish. The Blueprint combines the best techniques for building muscle and gaining strength with the best tips on supplementation and nutrition. Everyone who has used The Blueprint has surpassed their expectations in muscular gains in record time. You'll learn how to break through any plateau, how to make gains from every single workout, and all for the price of a single supplement purchase. Get your copy of The Blueprint today by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking the Blueprint banner ad. Order today and get copies of both The Blueprint 2.0 and 3.0, plus ongoing support on The Blueprint Forum to ensure your success. Finally, a time-released energy tablet. No more shots or drinks filled with sugar. Atomic Tabs are here. Atomic Tabs are the only time-released, high-energy, chewable tablet available anywhere. Atomic Tabs have as much caffeine as a cup of coffee, combined with energy and focus-enhancing ingredients that will give you a long-lasting wave of energy with no jitters or crash. Energy comes on in 5 minutes after you chew it. Go to AtomicTabs.com, be one of the first 10,000 people to sign the mailing list, and get a free sample of Atomic Tabs. Go to AtomicTabs.com today. Chew your energy.
Listen strong. It's Superhuman Radio.
Later in the show, Adelfo Cerame and Professor Dr. Andro. We're going to be tracking Adelfo's progress. He's been using The Blueprint. He's been working with Rob Regish. He's preparing to do the wheelchair bodybuilding competition. I've seen pictures of him. I wish I had his upper body. I got to tell you, the guy looks amazing. Okay. Let's wrap up the whole thing between drug and drug use. Let's summarize. The bottom line, in my humble opinion, and you guys jump in after I say this, is the difference between the drug-using bodybuilder and the non-drug-using bodybuilder is most likely that he can get away or she can get away with making more mistakes because the drugs are propping up the body to progress. However, if the drug-using bodybuilder would take the chance and swallow their pride and train like the drug-free bodybuilder, I predict they'd make greater gains. Now, with that being said, Wade, you comment.
Well, I think it'll all come down to an individual thing. I know some lifters that are extremely smart. They're extremely smart about their training and so on and so forth, very successful lifters. But I think overall, and it is a generalization, is a lot of times the athlete that gets involved in drugs is it's the lack of patience, you know, and it's like, I gotta lift bigger and I gotta lift bigger now. And that's the environment that we live in. It's the world we live in now. So what I would suggest, if that's the route you want to take, that is certainly your choice. Get as educated as you possibly can. And just like your training, learn from as many people as you possibly can and get the help, you know, of a health professional so you don't do something stupid. That would be my advice to anyone. If you're looking at it, do so in a very smart and intelligent manner.
Okay, Rob, jump in.
Okay, muscle growth is really a function of two things. This happens every day inside your body. One is the breaking down of muscle tissue, catabolism, and two, the building up of muscle tissue, anabolism. You use drugs, you dramatically tip the scales toward anabolism, or the building up of muscle. What is very little known and little discussed is that steroids work in part by first initiating a state of muscle tissue breakdown. And you heard that right. It works to break the muscle down first. You can validate this by looking at virtually any study where after the steroids are administered, you will see elevated creatine kinase levels. CK levels are the breakdown of muscle tissue.
Well, turnover, right, exactly.
Okay, so in other words, it accelerates the entire protein turnover cycle. Your challenge as a natural athlete is to tip those scales without the drugs. And I would suggest to you a good first step would be to challenge yourself and say, for the next 3 weeks, my training sessions are going to last 30 minutes each, and I'm going to get as much work done as I can within those 30 minutes versus the 60 to 90 minute sessions that I've been doing. What's that going to do? Well, training is catabolic to muscle tissue. You're breaking it down. You just shaved off at least a couple hours every week of the catabolic side of that equation, and you very well may tip the scales in your favor and start growing new muscle.
Yeah, very interesting. Very interesting discussion. Okay, let's move on to the next topic. Women need to be strong too. And when we we do this show as part of an anti-aging radio show, and people ask me why, is your show bodybuilding and powerlifting? No, it's not. It's physical culture is critical. It's a critical ingredient for living longer, and being strong is a critical ingredient for living longer. And women need to get with this program too. It is not masculine for a woman to be a strong version of herself. With that being said, more and more women are becoming attracted to training. Wade, you've worked with lots of competitive female athletes in your career, correct?
No, that is correct. And even to the point where I've trained models and women that just want to feel good, be fit, you look good in their bathing suit, so on and so forth. And you have to overcome so many, the old wives' tales misnomers about, I don't want to get bulky and things of that nature. I don't want to look masculine. And the bottom line is that it just doesn't, it's just like the kid that buys a tub of protein, and when he gets done, he doesn't understand why he's not, gigantic and on the stage of the Mr. Olympia.
Right.
And so I have trained women. I've had lifters in the past that I had a 118-pound female lifter. She was 46 years old and total elite, drug-free, and had abs and was lean and not overly muscular and looked great in her clothes, very feminine. So,
okay, I was going to say she was still feminine looking. Very,
very feminine, very beautiful woman. I currently train a woman that's in her early 50s that trains squats, deadlifts, does bench press, does decline, does big movements, and does it because she wants to feel good, wants to look good, and has commented, because I have to dress a certain way, I recover from, there's days where I'm all day in dress shoes and heels or, doing some sort of work where she's fallen or slipped and said, and knew that due to the strength levels and how hard she has worked, that made a difference in her being injured and not injured and those types of things. So it's also a quality of life issue.
Okay, so now, Rob, do you think that women should train the way men do when it comes to increasing strength and dexterity?
Yes and no. That's kind of a loaded question. I will completely agree with Wade. The top of my list on this commentary, on this topic, is women seem more susceptible to the myths of, if I lift that weight once, I'm going to wake up tomorrow and I'm going to have huge muscles. Every myth out there, like the ability to turn fat into muscle and vice versa, and you can spot reduce, for whatever reason, they seem to be more susceptible to those types of things. And as bad as some guys have the whole reverse anorexia thing, they are even more susceptible to the perfect body syndrome because of the cosmetic ads in Madison Avenue. On the plus side, women seem to take direction a lot better. They're a lot more open.
Do you find that too, Wade? You find that?
Oh yeah, that's an absolute.
Yeah, and they'll also give you a lot better and more direct feedback on what they like and what they don't like. So they're a little easier to coach. The flexibility seems to be a little bit greater. But the key point at the end of the day is this, between men and women. The physiological trigger for muscle growth is still the same, overload. The big difference being women have, on average, one-tenth the testosterone level of men. And that will affect their recovery. It doesn't mean they can't get strong. What it does mean from a training perspective in my mind is I devote about two-thirds of the work to the upper body since they are not as strong as men, generally speaking, in the upper body. They are just as or can be just as strong as men in the lower body, and the legs have a higher pain threshold. And the, you know, this next statement will either make you cry or it'll inspire you, but if I'm not mistaken, Becca Swanson has squatted over 800 pounds in competition.
Do you know her, Wade?
I do know her, and that is absolutely true. I've seen her do, let's see, as a, I guess you would consider it unlimited in the weight class at the time. I saw her do 854, and then she dieted down at one of the Arnolds, I'm not sure what year, to 198 and squatted 804. She is one of the most inspiring lifters I've ever seen. And it wasn't as much about how much weight. We all knew she was going to lift some ridiculous weight. And it wasn't her intensity. It was the willingness to pay the price to get the lift. I mean, she simply would not give up. And until she just completely failed. I've seen her pull in the mid-600s.
Wow.
I think she's the only woman, if I'm not mistaken, to have ever benched 600 pounds. And I called that a long time ago. I told a bunch of guys, I said, you guys better get used to the fact she is going to bench 600 pounds. And just as nice a person as you can.
And I'm,
you know,
and I, look, and I'm looking at her right now, and she's a big girl because she has to be a big girl to lift that kind of weight. But she does not look, I wouldn't say that she is, I mean, she doesn't look scary like some of those female bodybuilders out there at all.
Oh, no. And I think the biggest I ever saw her as far as her body weight was around 240, 250, and she'd call herself fat, you know, and still had abs, you know, and was, you know, was lean. So.
I'm looking at a picture right now, real lean. I mean, she's not,
oh, yeah.
She doesn't carry a lot of body fat, but she's a big girl. She's got a lot of muscle on her. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So women. So in summary, we have to go into a break. But you know what? Let's do this. Let's take this break. And when we come out, I want to try to give the listeners some credible information about if there is a difference between how women should train as opposed to men. We're talking with Coach Wade Johnson and Rob Regish. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
I told this little girl, her name is Maxine. Her bitch is like a bunch of roses. If I ever tell you about Maxine, your owner say I don't know.
If you want to be superhuman, you can't eat junk. Finally, there's a protein bar that isn't just candy in disguise. Quest protein bars have 20 grams of protein, 4 to 5 grams of non-fiber carbs, and the only bars on the market with no sugar or sugar alcohols. I've never promoted a protein bar before, but these are delicious and unlike any other protein bars you've ever tried before. They're so good that Quest Nutrition is giving away 2 free bars to all my listeners, even free shipping. Go to superhumanradio.com right now and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to try them today. No other peptide supplier has a more complete offering than Southern Research Company. And no other peptide supplier can boast that all their research peptides are manufactured inside the United States in Tier 1 labs. Whether you're looking for IGF-1 Long R3, GHRP6, GHRP2, Melanotan-2, Mechano Growth Factor, or PT-141, or hard-to-find peptides like Triptorelin or Follistatin, you'll find them at Southern Research Companies. Free shipping on orders over $150. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Southern Research banner ad today and do business with the most trusted name in research peptides, Southern Research. Research company.
That's the sound of 37 dumbbells. That's a lot of weight and a lot of wasted space when you can get the same thing done with just one set of power blocks. The new, quieter Urethane Series power blocks with FlexFin technology are the heaviest and easiest to use quick change dumbbells on the market. Starting at just $149 a pair, Power Blocks can grow as your strength grows, all the way up to 130 pounds per dumbbell. Imagine a whole rack of dumbbells in the space of just one pair with Power Blocks. Go to powerblock.com today or call 800-651-1937. Power Block, the world's best dumbbell.
You already know how great the Testo 100 Transdermal Testosterone Boosting Patch is. Well, now it's even better. The new and improved Testo 100 patch now contains D-aspartic acid, stinging nettle root, and androstenotrione to increase free testosterone while reducing sex hormone binding globulin and aromatase enzyme. It's still made in FDA-certified labs and contains all the great ingredients that made it work originally. But now it's even better, bypassing the stomach to deliver its ingredients throughout the day for greater increases in energy, libido, and muscle-building, fat-burning effects. Get 50% off when you use the coupon code SHR4. Go to AGEFORCE.com and use the coupon code SHR4 and get your new Testo 100 patch today. I have never endorsed a training guide before The Blueprint by Rob Regish. The Blueprint combines the best techniques for building muscle and gaining strength with the best tips on supplementation and nutrition. Everyone who has used The Blueprint has surpassed their expectations in muscular gains in record time. You'll learn how to break through any plateau, how to make gains from every single workout, and all for the price of a single supplement purchase. Get your copy of The Blueprint today by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking the Blueprint banner ad. Order today and get copies of both The Blueprint 2.0 and 3.0, plus ongoing support on The Blueprint forum to ensure your success. CoQ10 is known to ramp up mitochondrial function. PQQ is documented to increase mitochondrial biogenesis and size. Now get two of the most advanced anti-aging supplements in a single capsule. Brought to you by Dr. Peter Rouse, CoQ10 and PQQ combined will give your body the mitochondrial energy and production that you need. And to make this offer even better, Superhuman Radio listeners get 20% off when you call 310-895-5385 and mention that you heard it on Superhuman Radio.
Build muscle, burn fat. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. If you want to reach out to my guests, the panelists, Wade, go ahead and give your websites again, please.
JohnsonStrengthGroup.com, weightliftingdiscussion.com. You can find me on Facebook, and you can email me at supersquat800@yahoo.com.
And, of course, Rob, they can get the blueprint or learn more about the blueprint by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking the blueprint banner ad. But if people want to communicate with you, what's the best way?
Best way to get a hold of me is either on my Facebook page, or you can find me on the bodybuilding.com or Anabolic Minds forums. I go by the screen name MixoFlick.
Yeah, MixoFlick. By the way, Becca Johnson's website says that she is the undisputed strongest woman ever to walk the planet. And just for the record, that deadlift was 683. That's pretty darn close to 700 pounds.
So. Oh, yeah. I wouldn't dispute that as far as just absolute amount of weight lifted. There are some lighter lifters that I think would challenge that. But, I mean, she in her career, it was an amazing thing to see.
It looks like she may have come from the fitness or female bodybuilding arena.
When I first heard about her, she was bodybuilding. That was where I heard.
Yeah, because she was real lean and, you know, much she didn't have the powerlifting girth on her.
No.
Back then. She looked very, very feminine. Anyway, okay. So what do you think, Wade? What do women have to do differently than men? Give us just a couple things, top three things.
I think the biggest thing is to not allow the myths to deter them. I think that's the big thing, and I think Rob hit it on the head with, you know, women fall prey to all the myths that are out there. And there's two issues I agree with Rob on as well is generally upper body we have to work harder at. That's just how they're genetically predisposed. And then how they eat. Women tend to overeat but underfeed. So that's generally a different challenge.
What does that mean, overeat but underfeed?
Well, I think what happens is women will not eat enough to stimulate recovery, to stimulate muscle growth, to stimulate strength. And they tend to, especially if they're trying to lose weight or trying to trim down a little bit, so to speak, they tend to go to the two or three meal route, which will, one, stimulate weight gain, And they tend to, when they have those meals, especially the ones that are, you know, I don't eat breakfast and I have lunch and dinner, they tend to eat a lot of calories in those sittings. And so that's generally what I fight. And they don't eat enough protein. Almost always I
have that trouble. This is so true. You know, Elisa is going to do her first bikini competition this year. So she got hooked up with a IFBB pro. And I said, you're going to complain when she sends you the diet because you're going to have to eat a lot more than you're eating right now. And I said this like a few times. I didn't press it. And sure enough, she's like, I got to eat six times a day. I have to eat 100 and something grams of protein. And I said, right. I know. And see, it's counterintuitive. Women think, if I'm eating all that food, I'm just going to get fat. No, you're going to lose weight.
Well, this is the analogy that I use. It's like the old steam locomotive where the guy is in there in the engine throwing the coal to the stove, so to speak. If you want that fire to burn hot and it operate, you know, at its best and most efficient manner, you got to throw the coal to it. And it's the same way, you know, with the body. You know, if you want it to perform at a higher level than just the typical person, you've got to feed it.
Yeah. All right, Rob, what do you think the top two or three things that women need to pay attention to as far as training goes for strength?
Well, I'll echo Wade's comments, but I've got some unique twists on it. Now, I am currently training a woman, and there are two words that I keep hearing over and over, and it's not just her saying them. I can't. So the other day I had her on, let's say, I think it was the Strive bicep curl machine, and I put the pin on a certain weight, and she looked at it and said, I can't. I can't lift that. I said, maybe, but you can hold it. So I assisted her into the fully contracted position.
Right, because most people are about 20% stronger in the contracted position. Right, right.
So there, and wonder of wonders, she holds it for, you know, almost a minute.
Yeah.
So getting rid of the words I can't out of a woman's vocabulary is an important thing. And that's one of the things that you can do to do it. Secondly, the women that I train, the objective number one goal is not to build muscle, it's to burn fat. I think the training needs to be modified accordingly, and specifically what I'm talking about is a form of lactic acid tolerance training. Which, you know, it's outside the context of this discussion, but it's a very rapid fire, as you know, very little rest in between sets. That will sway them away from, you know, you don't need to hit that cardio treadmill, because believe me, your heart's going to be pumping.
Right.
And finally, relative to the point about protein, yes, I 100% agree, you know, most women are not eating enough fuel, and in particular protein, to fuel the workout and growth. The way I remedy that is, as soon as the workout's over, I said, okay, sweetie, we're going out to breakfast, and you're having a four-egg omelet with cheese and a glass of milk.
Yeah,
and
wow.
If you do want to have your carbs, this is the place to have them, because as we all know, there is a window that, you know, according to most research, goes out about 2 hours after the workout where glucose uptake by the muscle is enhanced. So they at least get the benefit of knowing I can eat a big meal, including carbohydrates after training, and I'm maximizing their nutrition by more or less making it happen at that point.
Yeah, absolutely. And that really is a big one for women. The nutritional side of this is actually more difficult than getting them to lift the weight quite often because of what they think eating a lot is going to do to them. They think it's going to bulk them up and make them fat.
Right.
Wade, do you think that women need more time off from the wave, as you like to use, needs to be protracted because of the lower testosterone ratio? Or do you think protein synthesis occurs just as fast in them as it does in men?
This is what my experience would tell me. I, like with Melissa Garrett and some of the other girls that I've coached, to elite totals, I treated them no differently. Now, I had to pay attention to certain things, Especially with upper body training. But I mean, there are times that I have to do that with guys as well, you know, based on old injuries, you know, whatever they're proficient versus they're not proficient at. But I ultimately treated them no differently. It was, you know, we're going to do what we can do. We're going to, you know, make sure we pay attention. We'll waive our intensity as we need to. And ultimately, more than it being different, gender based, it was more an individual thing. There are some of the girls that I've coached that could work just as hard as any guy that I've coached, and vice versa. And, you know, and then there were other lifters that I would, you know, that I had to pay, you know, special attention to. So I treated them no differently.
Yeah. Okay. And Rob, would you agree with that? If you treat them differently, they don't get the same results, or what?
I have a slightly different opinion. I don't think that they recover as quickly from absolute strength work. You know, if you are training, if you're training them on things like heavy statics, or you introduce barbell work in the 90th percentile, for some reason, and I can't tell you, I can't back this up with any scientific reference, but the central nervous system doesn't seem to recover as quickly as it does in a male. And I don't know if that's just a function of, you know, how, realistically, how many females in the general population are going to train with heavy weights? If they do train with weights, they're picking up the lighter dumbbells, right?
Yeah.
So, generally speaking, I would say I don't differentiate too much. I just don't throw too much of that heavy stuff at them. If I do, it's in small doses because it seems to take longer for them to come back from that.
Okay. All right. You guys plugging anything? Wade, are you going to any meets, anything coming up?
I will be this weekend. I will be at the SPF Tennessee State Powerlifting Championships, and I think it's the following weekend is the SPF Bench Press Nationals in Cincinnati, Ohio, and then in March we have the SPF Ironman Pro-Am coming up, which is where, on the pro day, is where you will see some of the most absolutely ridiculous weights moved. And that is going to be in Tennessee as well. So if you're in the area, that's a great meet to come out and be a spectator.
How about you, Rob? Anything happening?
Well, we're putting a lot of work, as you know, Carl, into the Blueprint Transformation Contest. I'm very excited about it. My folks are very excited about it. I've been working on, I'll have my first product coming out in the spring if all goes well. But really, it's a function of I spend almost all day, every day, helping my folks get to where they want to be.
Yeah, when you buy the blueprint, you get Rob, too.
It's emails, phone calls, private messages, texts all day, yeah. Brother.
Well, you know what? You gotta stand behind people because it's more than just sending them a book. Wade, I want to ask you, did you train already today?
I trained this morning, yes.
Okay. Were you strong today? Did you feel real strong today?
I have to admit, what Julia and I, we announced that we were engaged.
Right.
Julia's been here for about 2 weeks now.
Right.
And so we're trying to, you know, just get a routine, and we're not sleeping much, and, you know, so, but as far as how I felt in the gym, I did cardio this morning and did some upper body work. I haven't gone very heavy of late just to give my body a break because I'm trying to diet down to the next weight class. And so I'm not far from where I will start training for something probably mid-year to see if I can't total elite in the next weight class.
Well, down. The reason I ask that is because you know that I'm tracking your physical biorhythm. And according to your physical biorhythm, you're coming into a peak. It's starting today, and it's going to go through the 31st, and then it starts to drop down at the 1st. So you're supposed to be coming into 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 days with Friday, Saturday, and Sunday being your peak. You're all over peak. In fact, Saturday is like that's where it starts coming back down again. So let's see what happens. Let's see what happens.
Tomorrow I'll deadlift and I'll email you the results and see what you think.
You know, you guys laugh, but I'm tracking this stuff on some other people, and I'm not even telling them like when their strong days are. I'm saying, hey, just tell me like, tell me the days that you have PRs this month. You know, like what day did you go in and PR? Like you really felt strong and boom. And I'm lining up their birthdays and doing their biorhythm. I'm like, oh, this is too weird. It's like, I don't even want to tell people yet. So I just want to keep playing around with it for a couple more months before I decide whether to look like a real douche and say, I think this is real.
What do you have, a computer program?
Yeah. I actually did a show on it. I had a guy on, and this guy's been studying biorhythm. There's a real science behind it. This is not the, it has
this
to do with.
This is not the first time I've heard of it.
Yeah, it has a lot to do with circadian rhythm, and it has a lot to do with the process that occurs in the suprachiasmatic nuclei of the brain. And I mean, there's some real science behind it. But, the reason it kind of went by the wayside is because it's too easy to calculate that you actually have certain rhythms. Anybody can calculate. So they go with the instead horoscopes, because then, you know, you have to have people interpret stuff for you. And there's money behind that. But anyway. All right. Listen, guys, thanks so much for being on the show today, brothers.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
All right. We'll see you week after next. Okay.
You bet.
Okay. All right. Stay tuned. When we come back, we're going to have Adelfo Cerame and Dr. Andro on the show. We'll be right back. Fantastic, romantic, fantastic lover. Shaggy. Mr. Lover, lover, lover. Now, Mr. Lover, 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 girl. Mr. Lover, lover, lover. Now, Mr. Lover, lover. She call me Mr. Bumba. Tell me fantastic. Put me on the box. She says I'm Mr. Roe. Call me fantastic.
If you're like me, you avoid the insulin spike from eating pasta, but not anymore. Miracle Noodle is the world's first no-calorie, no-carbohydrate noodle. You heard me right. Now you can enjoy pasta dishes and stay on your low-carb diet. They have fettuccine, linguine, rigatoni, and more. Even angel hair pasta is now a no-calorie, no-carb food. And Miracle Noodle tastes great. So go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Miracle Noodle banner ad to learn more about how you can start enjoying pasta again, even when you're dieting. Find your miracle noodle at superhumanradio.com today.
When you take real performance-enhancing supplements, your body is placed under a lot of stress. Your organs need support. If you had to take a supplement for each of the potential side effects, estrogen conversion, blood pressure, liver protection, cholesterol control, water retention, androgen receptor upregulation, kidney function, and much more, you'd have to break the bank just to pay for it all. That's until Need to Build Muscles N2 Guard. N2 Guard does all of this and more. It's the only real cycle support supplement that you'll ever need. Look, if your organs are important to you, buy N2 Guard today at needtobuildmuscle.com.
That's the sound of 37 dumbbells. That's a lot of weight and a lot of wasted space when you can get the same thing done with just one set of power blocks. The new, quieter, urethane series power blocks with FlexPin technology are the heaviest and easiest to use quick change dumbbells on the market. Starting at just $149 a pair, power blocks can grow as your strength grows, all the way up to 130 pounds per dumbbell. Imagine a whole rack of dumbbells in the space of just one pair with power blocks. Go to powerblock.com today or call 800-651-1937. Power block, the world's best dumbbell.
No other peptide supplier has a more complete offering than Southern Research Companies. And no other peptide supplier can boast that all their research peptides are manufactured inside the United States in Tier 1 labs. Whether you're looking for IGF-1 Long R3, GHRP6, GHRP2, Melanotan 2, Mechano Growth Factor, or PT-141, or hard-to-find peptides like Triptorelin or Follistatin, you'll find them at Southern Research Companies. Free shipping on orders over $150. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Southern Research banner ad today and do business with the most trusted name in research peptides, Southern Research Company.
Protein is the building block of muscle. Protein-rich diets have been shown to not only be heart healthy, but also burn body fat through the thermogenic effect of protein in the digestive process. But getting enough protein each day isn't easy. That's why I use True Protein from TrueProtein.com. TrueProtein.com has an incredible variety of flavors. My favorite is chocolate coconut. And you can even create your own custom blend. Mix whey, casein, and egg, or throw in a little beef isolate. And you can save 5% off the already low price when you use the coupon code SHRADIO. Visit TrueProtein.com today and let them know Carl sent you.
Are your goals longevity, endurance, vitality, or wellness?
Wellness? Well, you'll find everything you're looking for at uscellwellness.com. US Cell Wellness was founded on the belief that total well-being begins at the most basic cellular level. Their natural supplements are designed to work with the body to achieve health and vitality. Their formulas are backed by a team of nutritional researchers, healthcare professionals, and nutritional supplement biochemists. Whether you're concerned for your own wellness or a clinician caring for others, it all starts at uscellwellness.com. Save 20% off your first purchase when you use the coupon code SUPER.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where brawn and brains finally meet.
I love this mashup. Elvis Costello. I've always been a big fan of Elvis Costello, but especially his early work during the punk era in the 70s and 80s. And, of course, Lionel Richie in the background. Got to mention something. Already had some of you graciously respond to my request to help me out on iTunes by going to iTunes, rating the show, and making a comment about the show. And just like I said, it doesn't have to be a long discussion. It doesn't have to be a big endorsement. It could just be awesome show or great, one word. But I get no respect on iTunes whatsoever. And I learned part of the reason is because I don't have a lot of people rating the show on iTunes. Well, I listened to some other podcasts recently, and I heard the hosts of the podcast saying, don't forget to rate us on iTunes. I thought, you know, what a jerk I am. I need to start asking my audience to do the same thing. I just assumed that people would do it because they love the show. And there were a lot of people who did it without me asking. So now I'm asking. If you use iTunes, find the Superhuman Radio podcast and please rate it and make a comment. And I will be greatly indebted to you. And thank you for those of you who already have. We're going to talk about that on Casual Friday tomorrow. Okay. My next guest has been on the show before. Both of them have been on the show before. We're going to be talking this hour with Adelfo Cerame. How you doing, Adelfo?
I'm good. Yourself, Carl?
Good, good. Adelfo is preparing to compete in the wheelchair national bodybuilding competition. And we have a fan favorite of the show, one of the smartest men in the world with half his brain tied behind his back, none other than Dr. Andro. How you doing, Dr. Andro?
I'm fine. Happy to be back on again.
Yes, it's been a while, and you need to stay on me. You need to say, "Hey, Carl, I have this to talk about. I want to come on, and I'll get you on." I'm not efficient. You know that by now. Anyway, so Adelfo was on the show last time, talking about his upcoming competition at the point where he just decided to do it, and he was embarking on the process. And Dr. Andro has been blogging about his progress. If you don't know that already, you can go to Dr. Andro's blog, which is subversity.blogspot.com. Great, great blog. Some of the best articles I've ever seen written on supplements and science are on subversity blogs.blogspot.com. But anyway, so Adelfo, tell me, how has your training been going? Is it easy? Is it hard? Was it harder than you anticipated? What's going on?
You know what? I've mentioned it before in my blogs. I'd have to say it's been one of my easiest preps so far.
Psychologically?
Yeah, psychologically. I mean, yes, I'm training hard, lifting intense, but psychologically, it's been easy. I mean, if I was preparing for my show, probably like my previous shows, the last two that I probably did. I'm probably already, by 6 weeks, 8 weeks out, I've already be pretty drained and tired already by now, so.
What do you attribute the difference this time around to?
You know, I'd have to say the combination of intermittent fasting and then also increasing my fats, because my previous contest preps, you know, when I first started getting into bodybuilding, you know, just like everybody else, they're taught to keep everything low fat. And that's how I did everything. And then just having everything low fat and then the progressively dropping carbohydrates, I was able to get shredded and, you know, get lean, but I just hated what it did psychologically. I was just drained. I was tired. I was sleepy. And then after reading, doing some reading, and actually how I kind of became a fan of fats was after reading Dr. Mauro DiPasquale's Anabolic Solution.
Right, right. Dr. DiPasquale used to put some of the bodybuilders that he worked with on diets where 50, 60, 70% of their calories were coming from fat, and he had them eating 6,000, 7,000 calories a day. So we're talking about huge amounts of fat.
Yeah, yeah. And after reading that book, after, you know, because after my first show, or I'd say after my second show, I just hated what it did. Even the aftermath after the show, I mean, I was so deprived that I'd go on like week binges and just eat, and I just totally F up my physique, and just what took me like weeks or months to get to, I would destroy it in a week because I was so deprived that after my show, I would go on like a week tear through just fast foods, junk food, everything, and then I just kind of told myself this can't be right. Like, I have to figure out a way to not make this happen. And then that's when I started looking more into, you know, high fat, low carb diets. And then, you know, I read Dr. Mauro's DiPasquale's book, and then I did that for my last show. But one thing I noticed is I did get really lean. But at the same time, I noticed that I felt I was a little flat. So
right.
Now, you know, I used to be pretty, you know, phobic about carbs, but now I understand, you know, that, you know, it's more about quality and the right type of carbs to use now and timing too.
Right.
So.
Let me ask Dr. Andro. We realize that the world is fat phobic. If you do a little digging around, you'll find research dating back to the 40s by Kekwich and Pawan, who show that individuals who eat higher fat diets tend to become leaner, which is counterintuitive. But what is the effect of increasing fat on mental well-being that appears to be a positive attribute right now for Adelfo?
I don't know if it's actually the increase in fat, but rather also the switch in diet, and that he's using a single or an almost single or two-meal strategy instead of having to eat every hour and then suddenly running out of fuel. Because when you give your body the chance to really switch over into fat-burning mode and not fat-burning in terms of the fat you're just about to eat, but the fat that is still stored in your body, then you do not have those crazy mood swings that are associated with this, especially when you're eating a high-carbohydrate diet. Because even if you're on the standard bodybuilding diet where every 2 to 3 hours at least you're eating usually at least medium amount of carbohydrates, you still have those ups and downs in insulin. And as long as your insulin levels are spiking and going down, you will never have this steady level of energy. And your brain, it's not particularly grateful if this happens, and you're getting moody and you're getting tired, and you need to eat to have the energy to train. And I think Adelfo made the right decision in, first of all, leaving out at least much of the carbs for part of his diet and replacing them with fats. But on the other hand, you already said that it's very important to realize that the vilification of carbohydrates that is going on these days is also counterproductive. And maybe you can tell the listeners how you introduced his carbohydrates about 2 weeks ago, I think, and what effect that had on his weight of training and especially on his physique. And in the first, he was a little afraid that the bloating would come back, but exactly the opposite happened.
Really, Adelfo, let's talk about that, and then we'll take a break. So you reintroduced carbohydrates a couple weeks ago?
Yeah. I don't know if you were following with the blog, but I remember I was trying to hit a 12-week mark, just, you know, a mini goal I set for myself. And then so I kind of treated it as I was approaching the 12 weeks, as I was approaching a show. So, you know, the last 2 weeks or so, I kind of just did strictly protein and fats, and until all the way up to my 12-week mark. And then after I hit my 12-week mark, I started introducing carbohydrates back into my diet, but mostly just in post-workout. I still kept my pre-workout and my last meal a protein fat meal, but mostly I probably about 75-80 grams of starchy carbohydrates for my post-workout. And that night that I introduced carbohydrates, I just saw like my physique change, like just vascular. I felt pumped, and I don't know if you see it, but I even took a picture of it and posted it on Facebook. But it was a big difference. I noticed the difference that it made, and especially when you're like at a lower body fat percentage already, you really notice the little things.
Yeah, right.
The little adjustments.
Yeah,
because
there's no sub-Q fat hiding the changes in muscle shape changes as well. Let me ask you a question real quick. Did your workout the next day feel any better when you had the carbs that first night?
It does. It does. You feel a lot. I mean, I was stronger. I mean, I wasn't weak when I was, when I was on protein and fat for those 2 weeks before my 12-week mark. But you do notice a difference when you do have carbs. You just feel stronger. You notice it.
Okay, let's do this. Let's take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we're going to pick it up, talking with Adelfo Cerame about his upcoming competition. And we have Dr. Andro in the background because he has been blogging about Adelfo's progress at his wonderful blog. Dr. Andro does the single best articles I've ever seen. They look like they belong in one of the top health and fitness magazines at Supversity, SUPPVERSITY.blogspot.com. We'll be right back. From the most advanced supplement company on the planet, Primordial Performance, comes the new Andro Series. Andro Lean is a thermogenic aid that will promote lipolysis and incinerate body fat. Andro Mass creates explosive gains and is highly anabolic. Andro Hard will turn your muscles into granite hard stone while increasing sex drive and maximizing strength. The Andro Series represents the most advanced delivery systems available anywhere. These are non-methylated and completely liver safe and non-toxic. Buy one or stack all of the new Andro Series products today at primordialperformance.com.
Are your goals longevity, endurance, vitality, or wellness? Well, you'll find everything you're looking for at uscellwellness.com. US Cell Wellness was founded on the belief that total well-being begins at the most basic cellular level. Their natural supplements are designed to work with the body to achieve health and vitality. Their formulas are backed by a team of nutritional researchers, healthcare professionals, and nutritional supplement biochemists. Whether you're concerned for your own wellness or a clinician caring for others, it all starts at uscellwellness.com. Save 20% off your first purchase when you use the coupon code SUPER.
You already know how great the Testo 100 Transdermal Testosterone Boosting Patch is. Well, now it's even better. The new and improved Testo 100 patch now contains diaspartic acid, stinging nettle root, and androstenotrione to increase free testosterone while reducing sex hormone binding globulin and aromatase enzyme. It's still made in FDA certified labs and contains all the great ingredients that made it work originally. But now it's even better, bypassing the stomach to deliver its ingredients throughout the day for greater increases in energy, libido, and muscle-building, fat-burning effects. Get 50% off when you use the coupon code SHR4. Go to AGEFORCE.com and use the coupon code SHR4 and get your new Testo 100 patch today. No other peptide supplier has a more complete offering than Southern Research Companies. And no other peptide supplier can boast that all their research peptides are manufactured inside the United States in Tier 1 labs. Whether you're looking for IGF-1 Long R3, GHRP6, GHRP2, Melanotan 2, Mechanogrowth Factor, or PT-141, or hard-to-find peptides like Triptorelin or Follistatin, you'll find them at Southern Research Companies. Free shipping on orders over $150. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Southern Research banner ad today and do business with the most trusted name in research peptides, Southern Research Companies.
I have never endorsed a training guide before The Blueprint by Rob Regish. The Blueprint combines the best techniques for building muscle
muscle and gaining strength with the best tips on supplementation and nutrition. Everyone who has used the Blueprint has surpassed their expectations in muscular gains in record time. You'll learn how to break through any plateau, how to make gains from every single workout, and all for the price of a single supplement purchase. Get your copy of the Blueprint today by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking the Blueprint banner ad. Order today and get copies of both the Blueprint 2.0 and 3.0, plus ongoing support on the Blueprint forum to ensure your success. Are your goals longevity, endurance, vitality, or wellness? Well, you'll find everything you're looking for at uscellwellness.com. USL Wellness was founded on the belief that total well-being begins at the most basic cellular level. Their natural supplements are designed to work with the body to achieve health and vitality. Their formulas are backed by a team of nutritional researchers, healthcare professionals, and nutritional supplement biochemists. Whether you're concerned for your own wellness or a clinician caring for others, it all starts at uscellwellness.com. Save 20% off your first purchase when you use the coupon code SUPER.
Your radio just got ripped. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. Okay, let's talk about intermittent fasting for a second. You're using the Blueprint from Rob Regish, which introduced you to this whole intermittent fasting and these famine days and so on. What effect do you feel that intermittent fasting and these famine days have had in your progress, if any at all? Adolfo.
You know what? What one thing that I have noticed is I have noticed like gains in, you know, in a little bit of mass. I mean, this is the first prep where I do notice like increase in size. I mean, not much, but there is, I do notice it, as opposed to previous preps where I just kind of stay the same and trying to hold on to muscle rather than, I mean, I even lose muscle a little bit in my prior, previous contest preps, and this one I'm doing right now, it seems like I'm getting bigger. Even like people notice it, even, you know, my training partners, people that I see, you know, they tell me, he's like, dang, you're looking a little bit bigger. And, you know, so I know there's, so I'm pretty sure there's a difference with when, you know, using, implementing, Rob Regish's Blueprint into my prep and doing the whole famine phases and then doing intermittent fasting. So yeah, there's definitely a difference.
Dr. Andrew, you've written extensively now about intermittent fasting, about a continuous entry in your blog called Intermittent Thoughts About Intermittent Fasting. And you're one of the most thorough researchers I have ever met in my life. And in fact, it can be annoying sometimes. I'm just kidding. And subsequently, there is a constituency out there that believes that fasting is dangerous. Folks like Lane Norton thinks that it's a mistake, that it's catabolic, that it's a waste of time. Dr. Rouse has stated that it can actually damage DNA. What have you found on either side of this? Do you think that periodic intermittent fasting is dangerous, but it has results, or no, it's a good thing and it has results? What are your thoughts on it?
Well, first of all, I think Adelfo's results show that it works. And this is always an important factor I think we are often overlooking when we are just looking at the science, because every study has its limitations and everyone is different. And when you really look at the data of any study, you will always find outliers who benefit greatly from something that on average is not good or is not optimal at least. And, for example, I understand Lane's arguments against intermittent fasting, or I should say why he thinks that eating more frequently and especially ingesting adequate amounts of leucine-rich proteins frequently would maximize your protein synthesis. And, okay, this might be the case. But let's be honest, most of us are not striving for maximum muscle, but a maximum in terms of looking good. And to looking good always belongs that you do not get too fat. But if you follow the rather natural rhythm where your body has a phase where it's profoundly anabolic and a phase where it's slightly or controlled catabolic, then this allows your body to maintain a maximum of lean muscle tissue in these controlled catabolic phases while improving or, well, yeah, just like Adolfo said, improving the amount of muscle mass you have in those feeding windows. I would not say that intermittent fasting is the best approach in something like a classic mass gain phase. In those scenarios, you will probably have better results, or you would at least gain more muscle. I don't know if you would gain more muscle or the ratio of muscle to fat would be optimal, but you would at least gain more mass if you did not intermittent fast.
Right.
But I think the results we are seeing, not only with Adolfo, but with other people dieting, they speak for themselves, and it really allows you to maintain a maximum of muscle mass, because in those feeding windows, you really eat until you're full, and this sends a very powerful signal to your body that your body is not starving, and therefore you are not only able to maintain what you have, but as in the case of Adolfo, at least maybe build a little more, or it will of course look much better, or the quality of the muscle will look much better. And as far as the concerns Dr. Rouse brought forward are concerned, I must say that in my research I did not find any study that would show that a fasting protocol like Adolfo was following it, where you fast a maximum of, like, say, 16 hours, really induces epigenetic changes that would be detrimental to you or your children in the long term.
And I see, that's my thought, too. My thought is that any of the changes in DNA and epigenetic changes occur when it's truly a famine. When we talk about a famine, we talk about people who are going months and months and months and months and months eating sub-caloric diets, withering away. And this clearly creates, for lack of better terms, a footprint in your DNA that is passed on to your children, most likely. But intermittent, I have to believe that our Paleolithic ancestors, they definitely went for 6, 10, 18 hours without eating, and that didn't cause any epigenetic changes. So I'm with you on that one there. I think that the degree of fasting we're talking about here is well within the human condition ability to work with. The other thing that I'd like to mention is I've had three different scientists on this show, the one from McMaster University and one from University of Mexico, who came on and unequivocally said that training while fasting, for instance, waking up first thing in the morning and going to the gym and training while fasting, is not catabolic because the body responds by becoming very efficient in recycling amino acid pools. So while the muscles are breaking down and amino acids are being released, the body puts them right back because they see that because the mechanism of fasting tells the body, we don't have any reserves here. You got to work with what you have. So while I'm not saying that training while fasting may be anabolic, that you're going to end up adding muscle, what I am saying is that training while fasting should not cause you to lose muscle, assuming that you're using these managed fasting periods. What would you say about that?
I would agree, and I think there's another factor many people overlook, because we are so concerned about protein synthesis that we are about to forget that this is not identical to building muscle, and it's not identical to losing muscle if you're losing some protein from the muscle tissue. It's not like the cells would die immediately when the protein content goes down. Because in this case, you would, there's a difference in degree in catabolism. It's one degree of catabolism is something you could compare. Well, it's not exactly the same, but it's comparable to the loss of glycogen from the muscle. You're losing protein from the muscle, but the cell does not die. And I think the concept many people have of catabolism or of protein degradation is that there's something in the body is dying, but there is nothing dying. There's just a loss of protein. And the same mistake is to just focus on protein synthesis and think everything that will increase protein synthesis will automatically increase muscle mass. And in fact, in the series, in the intermittent thoughts, which goes well beyond intermittent fasting, or went well beyond intermittent fasting in the last weeks, I have tried to explain that building muscle is more than just protein synthesis. And in fact, there is a certain limit at which your body uses myostatin to stop the secretion of protein, because otherwise the muscle would become dysfunctional.
All right, that's exactly right. Okay, look, we have to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we're going to pick it up. We're talking with Adelfo Cerame and Dr. Andro. Also want to give a shout-out on Facebook, Rick Knapp, WNBF Pro Bodybuilder. I guess the WNBF is the Wheelchair National Bodybuilding Federation. Is that right, Adelfo?
No, it's INBF's version of their pro. You know how the NPC has IFBB, then the INBF has a WNBF pro.
Oh, okay. So he's a WNBF
he's pro.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, he's the pro for that organization.
Do you know him?
Yeah, I know him.
Rick Knapp
he's
said,
a friend of mine.
Rick Knapp said, thank you so much for having, he just calls you JR, Junior, because obviously, you know, Adelfo on the show again and promoting natural wheelchair bodybuilding. Of course, why not? These guys look better than I do. Crying out loud. What the hell's going on here? Okay, stay tuned. We'll be right back. Six Oxo is back thanks to Iron Mag Lab, the gold standard for testosterone boosting and estrogen reduction that all other over-the-counter aromatase inhibitors are compared to is 6-Oxo progesterone. 6-Oxo is the active ingredient in the new E-Control RX from Iron Mag Labs. Iron Mag Labs has resurrected the beast that has been clinically shown to raise free testosterone by as much as 226%. As men age, estrogen rises and testosterone drops. E-Control RX can help reverse this from happening. E-Control RX is suitable for post-cycle therapy to jumpstart natural testosterone production. Get E-Control RX today. Go to ironmaglabs.com today.
No two amino acids have been studied more than creatine and beta-alanine, and no two amino acids have been shown to independently improve athletic performance better than creatine and beta-alanine. When you join these two ergogenic powerhouses together, you get unparalleled results. And when you bypass the stomach and deliver them right to the bloodstream, you get the best single legal performance-enhancing product bar none. Save 50% off your initial order by using the coupon code CB50. That's CB50. Go to ageforce.com today.
Sissies may want to stop listening now. Super DMZ is the most powerful legal compound available on the market today, bar none. Super DMZ will give you lean muscle and strength gains at comparable rates to the anabolic steroid Dianabol with none of the water retention or bloat. Super DMZ contains Superdrol dimethazine, not to be confused with other Superdrol knockoffs. Get Super DMZ while supplies last at ironmaglabs.com. Don't wait too long because Super DMZ is sure to be added to the government ban list. Go to ironmaglabs.com today. Anabolicminds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn, teach, lead. From the most advanced supplement company on the planet, Primordial Performance, comes the new Andro series. Andro Lean is a thermogenic aid that will promote lipolysis and incinerate body fat. Andro Mass creates explosive gains and is highly anabolic. Andro Hard will turn your muscles into granite hard stone while increasing sex drive and maximizing strength. The Andro series represents the most advanced delivery systems available anywhere. These are non-methylated and completely liver safe and non-toxic. Buy one or stack all of the new Andro series products today at primordialperformance.com. CoQ10 is known to ramp up mitochondrial function. PQQ is documented to increase mitochondrial biogenesis and size. Now get two of the most advanced anti-aging supplements in a single capsule. Brought to you by Dr. Peter Rouse, CoQ10 and PQQ combined will give your body the mitochondrial energy and production that you need. And to make this offer even better, Superhuman Radio listeners listeners get 20% off when you call 310-895-5385 and mention that you heard it on Superhuman Radio.
Jumping higher, lifting more. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. Adelfo, did you, last time you were on the show, we were talking about doing pull downs, and I suggested that you take a couple dumbbells and throw them in the wheels of your chair to hold you down so you can go heavier. Did you ever try that?
You know what? Now that I have training partners, they just hold my chair down for me.
Oh, that's cool. Training partners are cool.
Yeah. So I just tie myself up. So, I just tie myself up to the chair and then just have them hold my chair down, and then I could lift as much as I want now.
That's really cool. Very, very good.
Yeah.
Now, have you been getting stronger through the process of preparing for this competition?
Yeah, I have. The only thing where I've been staying sort of kind of at a halt is when I do the my pulls, like say at the hammer strength high rows, just because it's just I'm so light now that when I try to lift so heavy, I just get lifted up, and even when I try to put on a belt, it still kind of lifts me up, and I'm kind of afraid to, you know, to force it, because, you know, I don't, like I said, I don't really have control of my legs, so,
right.
Or I can't plant, so I don't want to, like, injure anything, so, I mean, it comes to a point where I have to kind of stay at a certain weight, just because if I try to go any heavier, just the balance of my weight compared to the weight I'm lifting is just too heavy, and I can't, you know, I just can't, you know.
Are you, why are you not doing pull-ups and stuff like that? Or are you doing pull-ups?
Oh, yeah, I do pull-ups.
You do weighted pull-ups?
Yeah, I throw, either weighted chins and weighted pull-ups. I bring like a backpack, and then I just probably throw about, you know, about 225 plates in the back, and then start doing chins and pull-ups and stuff like that.
That's great. Dr. Andro, you have closely followed Adelfo's progress through this whole thing, both diet and exercise. Is there anything that stands out in your mind that you have been surprised about in his either his progress or any challenges that he's been met with that you were surprised about?
Well, when you was just talking about how he trains, it always amazes me how much obstacles he's able to overcome. Because when I'm going to the gym, I never think about problems, about those practical problems he has. And nevertheless, he's able to build such a fantastic physique. And I think when people look at the images he's posting in his blog, by the way, he writes it, I'm just editing it. So I'm writing a little introduction, and the rest is by Adolfo writes for itself. I'm just editing it, putting some pictures in. So those weekly updates are written by Adolfo himself, just to make sure that everybody understands it. And he also had some videos, some training videos. And when you see how much intensity he puts into his workouts, you really understand that he's making such great progress. And I remember some of the comments of people who were really surprised, just like his own mentor, that he did not only get leaner and leaner, but he looks more muscular by the day. And I think one thing that really amazes me that he's not doing in the gym, but he's doing at home, is how carefully he plans everything. And he will always ask me questions and listen to my answers, but then he will make up his own mind and come up with his own solutions. And I think it's a great strength that he also is willing to try new things where he thinks that they could, or he's not quite sure whether they work, but the arguments appear to be plausible. For example, we've been talking about the reintroduction of carbohydrates into his diet, and as I said, he expected that he would at least get watery, but the exact opposite happened. For example, in today's blog, he wrote explicitly that the loose skin on his abs, which always bothered him, it disappears when he reloads on carbs after his workouts, because the muscles fill up, and thusly the skin obviously is not loose anymore. And I think this openness and this willingness to listen to everyone, but then to make his own decisions, because no one obviously knows you better than yourself. This is what really distinguishes someone with, well, who's got the potential to win a bodybuilding show from someone who's just listening to XYZ and doing everything they say. Because in the end, it's always about what you decide for yourself, whether you will be successful or not.
Yeah, no, that's the truth in anything in life, isn't it? Adelfo,
yeah.
When is your competition?
It is March 17th.
Okay, so you've still got a lot. You've got quite a bit of time yet. Do you think
you're
going to?
Yeah, about 8 weeks. But I mean, I've started since October, so 8 weeks is. Just it's right around the corner, so I'm kind of at the mode where I'm kind of already like not OCD, but I'm just really cautious about everything. Like I want everything to be just to a T now, where I'm at that point where everything has to be right. And I even explained it in my blogs, like, you know, when I first started I wasn't even counting trace carbs, but now I'm at a point, it just gives me a peace of mind that I'm counting the extra 3 grams of carbs that are in my whey protein, you know. But the only thing I've managed to not be thing is not counting my vegetables. I still don't count that. So
yeah.
And you know what I found really great was that you went on a trip to Vegas last weekend, because when we are talking, I always find that I have taken back to reality a little bit, because sometimes he's getting so into the details that from just thinking about what could be wrong, what could be right, his stress levels go so much up that that all this thinking is counterproductive, only because his cortisol levels will spike. And I think it's really important that you know that you are not living to train, but you are training to live. And although he's only 8 weeks out, I think this trip to Vegas was really something he can benefit from for the last 8 weeks in his contest prep.
Do Adelfo, do you have any body parts that you feel like you need to work on now that you say you're not trying to be OCD, but you really want everything to be perfect? When you look in the mirror, is your back where you want it? Are your shoulders where you want them? Are your pecs where you want? Or is there some?
I would have to say my back. And you remember that you know Rich Knapp, right?
Yes, I do.
The one that, yeah, I competed against him last year, and that's and I lost to him, and that's where he killed me, the back poses.
He's got a nice back. I did look at his
I looked at that. I looked at the comparison, and I'm like, that's what I need to work on. I mean, because I think my best asset that I have is my abdominals compared to other wheelchair bodybuilders. So, like, I really, you know, take pride in that. But I noticed, too, like, I look around, what else could I improve? And I would have to say my back.
Yeah. Okay. So
definitely my back and my lower trunk muscles too in the back. But I don't know if it's
Is it back with it? Is it the width of your back or the thickness of your back that you feel like you need to work on?
Both.
So what will you do? How do you hit your back better? Obviously, the back muscles are part of the posterior chain, and you have a challenge because part of the posterior chain in your body kind of ends at your waist. So
one thing I've been trying to do is you know, I could get the top half of my back, but the lower part, that little trunk that you see, like, you know, when you see a lot of the bodybuilders have that lower part,
right?
That striation and separations is that I don't know whether it's my spinal cord injury that doesn't allow me to stimulate those lower back muscles, or if it's just muscle maturity that I haven't got there yet. So I don't know, but I mean, I've been trying to do every back exercise as I can, from, you know, high rows.
I'm going to tell you something that I learned that I've heard about this and I know about this, but I didn't really do it until I was over visiting Dr. Rouse over the Christmas holiday at AF Performance Center. He had me practice activating certain muscles before doing exercises. And I'm talking about, like, In the squat and in the deadlift, I started doing this recently. As a matter of fact, I did it this morning. Probably the people at the gym think there's something wrong with me. But anyway, they probably think that I have to go to the bathroom really bad and I'm trying to hold it back. But I practice getting down into the lower portion of the squat movement, and I practice coming out of the squat with only my glutes. I literally kind of push my hips forward and squeeze my glutes, and I do this several times. And at the top, I hold a static contraction of my glute muscles, and I do this several times before each set of squats. Now, this has actually caused me to start to feel delayed onset muscle soreness in my glutes again, and it's not because of the practice activation. It's because after the practice activation, those muscles are more ready to fire and fire more completely. So what I would suggest to you, and again, I am far from genius. I have no accreditation. I'm just trying to get through every day like everybody else. But it seems to me that what I would suggest to you is you have to make that mind muscle connection with that lower part of your back and feel yourself contracting those muscles and squeeze them and count to 30 while you're squeezing them and do this over and over again and make that connection. And then I'm talking about just when you're sitting around, then when you go into the gym before you train back, make that connection before every time you train, so that when you do train, you are for sure activating those muscles. Because it's fresh in your muscle mind memory what it feels like to activate them, so that they are actually activating during the workout. It's so easy for us. I've learned this, really. It's so easy for us to compensate with other muscles for muscles that aren't firing. The hips will take over when the glutes aren't working. Or, you know, another portion of the back will work when that lower portion of the trunk isn't working. So it could be your abdominals that are doing the work when the lower portion of the trunk isn't working. So I would try practicing while I'm sitting around watching television, firing those muscles and clenching them and holding them and doing this over and over and making an exercise where you can hold it for 30 seconds and 40 seconds and then activate them before the movements that you're doing as well. What do you think about that, Professor?
I'll have to give that a try. I'm trying to do it right now as I'm sitting down in my wheelchair and, you know, trying to activate those lower muscles. And
it's hard,
but,
right?
Yeah, it is, especially when you just...
Okay, but here's the thing. The reason I said it's hard, I wanted to know if you would have said no, I can activate them easily, then I would say, well, maybe I was wrong. But the fact that you just said yes tells me that if you can't activate those muscles when just thinking about it, because remember, when you're pulling a heavy weight, you're not thinking about everything. You're hoping everything is going to do what it has to do. So if you're if you're not able to fire those muscles when you exactly want to fire those muscles, then there's a good chance they're not firing during the workout either.
Yeah.
So there
and I'm glad you mentioned that, because I was also thinking, I even talked to Dr. Andrew about it, is maybe I should try to experiment and try doing seated deadlifts. And I was just like, well, that just, I don't have my legs and hamstrings for that, so I think I'd just be putting myself at risk for injury if I tried it. I mean, so, you know, I kind of scratched that. I scratched that out. And
deadlifts, but like good morning or something like that, like with very light weight. So just like Carl said, in order to check whether you can actually flex those muscles down there, because this is a question I would point forward, that I'm not quite sure whether you can fully flex the whole muscle that's going down there. I'm not sure. I'm not no expert, especially as far as your injury is concerned. But I think that for most of us, the exercises that would really build this lower part of your back are a bent over rows and deadlift. And, of course, you cannot do those. And I think that maybe it is difficult at least for you to fully contract the full muscle. And even for normal, for quote-unquote normal persons or for healthy persons, I often see people training their abs, and they are only training their upper abs and not the lower. I know that it's just one muscle, but if you're doing the movement in a particular way, your crunches, for example, you will never contract the muscle fully. And I suspect that maybe your problem is that you only get a partial contraction in those back muscles.
But you know what?
Yeah.
Those muscles are the antagonists of the abdominal muscles, the lower abdominal muscles down by the pelvis. So the movement that what you need to do is you need to reach back with your two hands. Not now, because you'll drop the phone. Touch those muscles that you want to activate, right? And then then push your butt back into the seat and feel them activate. Every time you push your butt back into the seat, feel them activate. That's when they activate, because they're the antagonists of the abdominal muscles. The abdominal muscles pull the hips forward, and that those lower muscles in the bottom of the Christmas tree, the pointy part of the Christmas tree, when the bodybuilder does, that pulls the butt back and pushes the hips back. And so when you feel that, push back with your fingers in place of those muscles, and you feel them get hard, then push back harder and clench and clench and clench, and keep doing that until the nervous system goes, oh yeah, I remember doing this. And it becomes familiar again. Then do that same thing before each workout, and make sure that you're accentuating that movement at the bottom of the, if you're pulling down at the bottom, and make sure that you're pushing your butt back and totally activating the entire back from traps down to your hips. That's it.
Okay.
That's it.
Yeah, I'll have to remedy that.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, listen, we're going to take our last commercial break, and when we come back, we'll wrap it up. We're talking with Adelfo Cerame and Dr. Andro. Dr. Andro, where have you been? You need to be back on the air, brother. Okay, stay tuned. We'll be right back.
I walked along between some old adobe haciendas. Suddenly, I heard the plaintive cry of a young person.
What I'm feeling.
No two amino acids have been studied more than creatine and beta-alanine. And no two amino acids have been shown to independently improve athletic performance better than creatine and beta-alanine. When you join these two ergogenic powerhouses together, you get unparalleled results. And when you bypass the stomach and deliver them right to the bloodstream, you get the best single legal performance-enhancing product bar none. Save 50% off your initial order by using the coupon code CB50. That's CB50. Go to ageforce.com today.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn. Teach. Lead.
From the most advanced supplement company on the planet, Primordial Performance, comes the new Andro Series. Andro Lean is a thermogenic aid that will promote lipolysis and incinerate body fat. Andro Mass creates explosive gains and is highly anabolic. Andro Hard will turn your muscles into granite hard stone while increasing sex drive and maximizing strength. The Andro Series represents the most advanced delivery systems available anywhere. These are non-methylated and completely liver safe and non-toxic. Buy one or stack all of the new Andro Series products today at PrimordialPerformance.com.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4930. That's 800-861-4936. WiseChoiceMedicine.net. CanSee Eye Drops. The name says it all.
Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now, Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
Move over, superheroes. This is the Superhuman Channel.
You create misery. Have your cake and eat it. Take your
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. I have to admit it. I'm going to say it on the air. I'm a closet American Idol fan. Elisa got me watching American Idol. And I have to say that I like it. Okay, I said it. Now you can make fun of me. Okay. Anyway, we're talking this hour with Adolfo Cerame and Dr. Andro, all the way from Germany, Dr. Andro. And we're talking about Adolfo's upcoming competition in the
Weird Can I mention something real quick, Cole?
Sure.
I don't mean to interrupt you.
No, please.
I was just looking at one of the blog that I wrote today for Subversity, and I've been getting these questions a lot, and so if the anonymous person is listening,
let's hit it. Yeah.
I usually get a lot of these questions, and it says, anonymous from one of the blogs commented, "What's the deal with all the chest acne? Are you a natural bodybuilder, Adolfo?" So just to let everybody know, I've had body acne since I was a teenager, and it's something that just stuck with me until now. So, you know, just to let everybody know that, you know, I don't do performance-enhancing drugs or anything like that. It's just the acne is just something I've had for a long time.
Well, it should also be said that generally, body acne, when using drugs like Dianabol and Anadrol and so on, typically occurs on the back and the shoulders, not the chest. I'm sure you can get an occasional one on the chest, but usually guys who are using high amounts of oral androgens that precipitate that type of bacne. That's why it's called bacne, B-A-C-K-N-E, because it usually occurs on the back, not on the chest. Do you have any other questions that you want to answer at this point in time that you get in the blogosphere? We could go ahead and do that right now if you want.
No, I mean, that was the only, that's the only one I wanted to bring up, because I usually get it a lot that, you know, sometimes they'll ask me if, you know, what I'm using because of my acne, and sometimes I don't comprehend. I was like, what do you mean, what am I using? And then they're like, oh, because I see you have acne, you know, yada, 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 and I have to always, you know, let it be known, like, oh, I've just had that since I was a teenager, so I've always had issues with body acne, so, I don't use any, you know, performance enhancers or anything like that.
I gotta ask you this question. I just went to one of the wheelchair bodybuilding websites, and I see that some of the wheelchair bodybuilders, kind of in the spirit of the way a bodybuilder or a figure competitor will put on a more attractive posing suit. Some of the bodybuilders look like they decorate their chairs. They put like car tires with chrome rims and stuff like that. Is that typical, or is that just something I caught that's obscure?
That's just something I think I know who's the guy that you probably saw it on, and that's what he does, you know, just to entertain the crowd and stuff like that when he does his posing routines. But for the most part, you know, guys don't do that to their chairs.
Okay. Because I was going to ask if you were going to have Jan Tana tan your chair before getting on stage. That's all. Anyway. Okay. I'm just joking. Okay. So the competition is in March. You still have a way to go. Do you feel that you will come in on time and on spot on? Do you feel that you have to make some changes at this point in time?
You know, as of right now, yeah, I feel I could, you know, I will come in, you know, make a smooth landing into, you know, on Saturday morning. So, I mean, right now, as of right now, I feel confident, you know, like as of right now. But we'll see once, you know, the 4 weeks hit where I need to make adjustments. But so far, everything's good.
Okay. Dr. Andro, how are you doing? Are you working on any groundbreaking articles that you can allude to at this moment?
Well, actually, I'm trying to manage to finalize my own dissertation in physics, and therefore I'm the day-to-day business on the subversity takes its toll, and therefore the only real extensive articles I write at the moment are those in the Intermittent Thought series, where on this Sunday I'm going to try to get together some loose or to get together information about protein synthase, mTOR, and the effects of different hormones, testosterone, estrogen, and DHT on muscle growth. I've written about that in the past weeks, and I've detailed this in isolated installments, but I think it's necessary to try to give an overview of how all these work together in building new muscle tissue, or accruing muscle tissue, I should say.
Right, right. Yeah, that's exciting. Are you writing any articles for anyone else at this point in time, besides for your blog, that you can talk about?
I have written one article that is not yet published, and therefore I do not really want to comment on that. But I'm not sure how this will turn out, because I must say I'm a little choosy as far as writing articles for other people is concerned, because obviously in some cases you are not. In this case, I was totally free on what I wanted to write and how I wanted to write the article. But in many cases, you will encounter, for example, if I start writing for a specific supplement company on their products, not on general topics, then you cannot. This would go against what the Subversity was originally intended to be, that is an objective source of information, and therefore it can get somewhat hairy, I would say.
Right. Right, right. No, that makes perfect sense. You don't want to be, you want to be able to write the truthfully and the way you feel comfortable. You don't want to have to change your opinions of things or style things a certain way, because that's what the client wants. I agree 100%. Well, let me go ahead and plug. I'm sorry.
I have no problem to promote a product if I think it's good. As of late, I've written about new form of racemase starch, hydroxypropyl dephosphate racemase starch, which I think is quite promising, because it's exactly the opposite of what the original racemase should be, but never was. And it's quite interesting because it's a fast absorbing, slow digesting carbohydrate. It's pretty complicated. We would have to do a whole show on this one to explain it. But in essence, it appears to be an ideal way to refuel your glycogen stores with little or no insulin spike, and therefore less of a chance of incidental fat storage, I should say.
Gotcha. All right, well, listen, I want to thank both of you for being on the show today. Of course, Adelfo, we wish you all the luck in the world. We'll probably check in with you one more time before you actually step on stage when we get closer to the competition date to see how you're feeling about everything. And
cool. Thanks, Carl.
Of course, you can read both Adelfo's blog and some of the most thoroughly researched, insightful, and well-written articles on Dr. Andro's blog, which is Subversity, SUPPVERSITY.blogspot.com. Thanks for being on the show today, guys.
Later, Carl.
Okay. And we also want to thank Rob Regish and Coach Wade Johnson for being on today to cover more topics in the roundtable discussion on strength and hypertrophy acquisition. Tomorrow is Friday, which means Casual Friday. Don't miss it. We've got lots of great stories tomorrow. We'll see you then.